You're listening to a Mutiny Transmission.
You can find more podcasts, videos, books, comics, and records online at mutinyinfocafe.com.
Or just stop in the store in Denver and have a coffee sometime.
Cue the music.
Okay. I'm Aaron. This is Noah.
I'm Noah.
This podcast, what's this podcast about, Noah?
Aaron, what are you trying to get at there?
What we do...
Yeah, we're about to explain.
Today we have an expert.
My expertise, happens to be,
What is this show, Noah?
Man.
Schooling Noah with Aaron Maslow and a special guest.
It's a working title.
It's a working title. We don't have...
That was pretty good.
I've been on this whole time.
Yeah.
Been on all weekend.
Yep, just come on in.
All right, so James is leaving.
Tell us
when you're ready to go, we will start.
I'm going to run to the restroom real quick.
Yeah, David just
give us a countdown, please.
If you could do a 3, 2, 1 silently.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
From 5. Not American sign language. Do it in English.
This is not.
Do it English counting fingers. That's it. Now do it in German counting fingers. Un, zwei, drei. Anyway. Good to see you. Yeah, a lot of.
Wow, we got our first deep exhale from David, and we are 1 minute into the shoe.
All right, so there's only one rule.
And I said the guest's name.
Yeah, only one rule about this podcast. Please don't mention that we're in a funeral home.
Sure.
Yeah.
I get that. You don't want to bum everybody out.
Yeah.
Everybody's already bummed out enough.
Right. Just because of the world.
Yeah.
Totally.
It's all about the world.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, thank you for coming to the Schooling Noah podcast with Aaron Maslow. We have today a very special guest.
Yeah.
His name is David Rodriguez. Don't say anything, please. We will introduce you.
This is our first live podcast, I think, right?
Yeah, usually we pre-record ourselves and then mix it together.
Yeah, we got the fans united here, and it feels good, you know?
It feels really good
to be validated like this, I think.
I made one post about this.
That was today?
That was today at about 4.
And it's 5.
It's 30. Which is great. So on our show, Noah's too young and dumb mm-hmm. to know anything, and I'm too old and out of touch to have any clue. So what we do is we bring on an expert.
Great setup, right?
Bring on an expert to fill in the void, to help us learn, fill us with knowledge. And today we're talking to you about fatherhood.
Fatherhood, parenting.
But before that, we like to do a little sketch, a little scripty sketch. Mm-hmm. So when you're ready... You tell me who you want to be.
I mean, I haven't had a chance to read it.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and read it? We've been reading and going through it all morning.
You have.
If you would just skip.
What do you think I'm right for here?
I think you're going to be either the best. You're going to be the best passerby.
Yep, passerby. That sounds
like
me.
That's it. And then Noah is going to be the cop and the cat.
Kay. Sounds about right.
So if you've ever done any kind of radio play, we have 4 crucial elements. We have the cop, the cat, the guy. And the Wrangler, and mm-hmm. those are very standard.
Mm-hmm. And this is in every sketch that you
this
do.
This is every sketch.
Yeah,
these
are common archetypes in every sketch everywhere. And if you go to any sort of improv or sketch writing,
right?
Yeah, page 1 of the hero's journey is Jordan the cat.
Yes, it's called Saving Jordan the Cat. Isn't that a book?
Meg
Stephen
Ryan
King's
was in it.
On Jordan the Cat.
Thank you. Exactly.
Yeah. Dude, is this your corral? What's the little girl doing in there? What's going on here?
Not so loud, partner. This here is a barn cat. Her name is Jordan.
No, this here is a little girl, and it looks like child abuse. There's no way the stock show allowed this. I'm going to call the cops.
Whoa, not so fast there, fella. Jordan here is my 6-year-old daughter, and she's just pretending to be a cat. Now, if you go calling the cops, my little girl's going to think she's not a cat. Let's just ask her what she wants to be. Hey, Jordan, do you like being a cat?
Meow.
See? The cat thinks she's a cat. Now, you want to stir things up, do you? For what? What kind of monster does that?
Look, man, I'm not the monster here. You are. You can't just put a little girl in a cage for all to see. That's insane. It's cruel.
Cruel? I'll tell you what cruel is, stranger. Cruel is looking this tender feline in the face every morning and telling her she's not a cat. Cruel is not petting her head when she's a meowing. Cruel is not spraying her with a water bottle when she jumps on the counter. I ain't cruel, mister. I'm just a good father who can't say no to this little kitten. Sounds like I should be winning Father of the Year. Now, what do you say? Does that sound cruel to you?
I mean, I guess not. It's just, this is no place for a child.
Cat! You mean cat, didn't you?
Right.
Now, since you're here at the stock show, why don't I tell you a little bit about this here animal? Now, she's an all-American, cutie-face barn cat. Her father was, and still is, a thoroughbred stallion. And her mother was a lousy, cheating, no-good whore.
Stallion? What?
And now she subsists mostly on cans of cat food and old fish bones.
You're feeding your daughter fish bones?
She sleeps upwards of 20 hours a day thanks to our good old friend Benadryl.
Come on, man. What do you take me for? Let's end this charade. Let's get her out of that cage. Come on.
My little Jordan is a cat, and she's staying in her pen, and there ain't no one going to do a thing about it. All right, pal, just settle yourself down. You're here. I told you about the animal. She's a fine specimen. Are you ready to take her off my hands or not?
Take her? What? No, this is insane. You're crazy.
This is the stock show, after all, mister. It's the commerce of livestock.
You're deranged. You can't sell your kids. What are you, some kind of gypsy?
Now listen here, guy. This is how I'm raising my kin, and if you don't like it, you can take it right on down the road. You hear me? Get.
No, I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying right here to make sure someone is taking care of this child.
If that's how you're going to be, I'm getting the cops.
Look here. We are the police, and the police have now arrived here. We got you now, scumbag. We, the police, are angry that you posed your kid like a cat so you could steal people's wallets at the stock show, which is where we are right now. We got you, you sicko.
What? No, you got the wrong guy. I'm not the guy. He just left.
Daddy, I got his wallet.
That was the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my entire life.
That's really funny.
Well,
The whole episode is just going to be a loop of me saying, are you some kind of gypsy? And then I'm going to get a letter.
Yeah, that'll be sick.
I don't think anybody listens enough to send a letter.
Thank you people for indulging us.
Well, I think people who listen do send letters.
Do you have a podcast?
No, I do not.
Yeah, they email. And I have a junk email account for this podcast.
Anti-vaxxers send letters.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're against the future and technology, you definitely use an antiquated form of communication, like letters.
Interesting.
Yeah, well, I am.
I'm psyched for this, though. This I'm psyched really to get fun. All the goofs out.
How old were your kids when you wrote this? Did you have kids when you wrote this?
Yeah, I wrote this like a month ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is fresh.
You think this is coming from his deep, like, library of scripts?
I didn't know.
Well, yeah, I had to dust it off when I took it out of my trapper keeper.
And add Gypsy today, this morning. Yeah. He was how can I make this funny for David?
That's right.
Punch it up.
That was exactly what we said. How could we punch it up? And Noah said, this might be your best one. And I said, well, still we should try.
Yeah. I mean, my daughter is 4, and she has a cat alter ego.
Oh, does she?
Oh, yeah.
This stems from a real experience I had with a high school friend's sister who was like 15.
She was 15 pretending
to be a cat?
Well,
maybe she's 13.
Oh, that's a whole different. That's like almost, that's like a kink.
It was,
right?
It had to be. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know her in her adult life.
It probably stopped like soft. I didn't, I mean, I knew they existed.
Yeah, yeah.
kids that wore tails and shit. And I didn't.
Is that like an anime thing?
I think it is. And they would wear the hats with the things.
Sure.
What's the difference between a kink and a fetish?
We could do that.
We're out of my scope already.
Really?
2 minutes in.
Audience?
Ryan, do you know the difference between a kink and a fetish? That's a yes.
They're the same thing. All right. Case closed.
Patrick,
that sounds
any ideas?
Suspicious.
He says no.
We're going through all 178 audience members.
Let me tell you, there's not a award-winning show called Fetishy Boots.
no award-winning Broadway musical?
Kinky Boots?
Right.
Okay, everyone...
It's a musical, right?
Is it
not... Never seen it. I have no idea what
it's about. Well, then good reference.
I'm nowhere near Broadway.
Whatever. It is still a good reference.
It's a great... Hey, way to go,
Are these
Noah.
Things on?
No.
Okay.
The cameras?
No.
Somebody's getting away. Oh, we're not mentioning
We've all
we
been... Oh, yeah, that's right.
Good
okay.
call. Well, we are in Trinidad, Colorado. We are hanging out
Beautiful.
In a special facility made just for the festival podcast.
Yep.
Here with
it's
the Southwest Chief Comedy and Bicycle Festival in Trinidad, as I mentioned before. Boy, we're so happy to be a part of this festival, and even more excited to have our guest. We're going to be talking about fatherhood. I don't know why I'm reintroducing the podcast, but I'm doing it.
Might as well.
Might as well. Noah, go ahead. Ask him all the fatherly advice.
Yeah, I have
that
some questions. All right.
Here's my first question. Do you like children?
Children are great. I do.
You
I
do.
Like them. Yeah.
The idea... You like the idea of children.
Was that convincing enough? That's my
Yeah, no, we can move on.
I'm like a politician.
Yeah, there's no...
Like, children are alive, and that is beneficial to the race
And if
surviving.
We didn't have kids, then we wouldn't have hot kids, right?
Well, that's a little problematic, and you're not going to get me.
I don't know.
But,
See, David is nodding his head, even though he said he's not going to
Yeah,
get
I'm
me.
Winking. I'm yeah. winking. It's yeah. a podcast.
I can't believe how much you're nodding. Yeah. Your head is going to fall off. That's a hard, aggressive yes, if I've ever seen one.
Tapping under the table. That's not going to come through on the recording, right?
No, when it's Morse code. Anyway, you don't like kids?
No, they're, I like kids.
They're trying, right?
Yeah.
How many kids
do you
have?
They're doing their best. I have two.
Okay. Noah, do you have any affiliation with children other than you are one?
Trying to think. I don't.
Interesting.
I like kids when they can't talk. So like very young.
Yeah, babies get a bad rap, I think, but they're much easier to deal with
oh,
than
yeah.
kids.
I would agree. I think up until about 18 months, children are pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And then they start walking and
yeah.
that's when
I
the
have
trouble
a question.
Starts.
Why do you do like months and weeks? Why don't you just say a year and a half? 18 months. What's the So much harder to
I mean,
say.
It's kind of all we have.
Yeah, we have that special
Just trying to make people without kids being like, why are they, it's like, you wouldn't know. There's benchmarks and there's important
yeah.
you know, structural.
At 18 months is when you
it's a cool club.
Don't get them vaccinated, right, Noah?
No, you're supposed to never get them vaccinated.
Right, you don't.
Yeah, but you're
every,
supposed to
Yeah,
never.
At 18 months and also every other month is when
all
you don't
the
get them
Exactly,
vaccinated.
But also never.
Yeah.
Right, you would never vaccinate a child. In fact, I'm very progressive that I think people should have freedom of choice except on vaccinations.
Yeah. I disagree. This is the this is where we get heated in the time. You tend to not bring it up, obviously. This is the only thing we disagree on.
This reminds me of something, though.
Are your kids vaccinated?
Yeah, totally.
We
Go
did
ahead.
An episode with Lizzie Wolfson,
mm-hmm.
and she talked
Never
about
heard of her.
A veterinarian. You don't know her.
Nope.
She lives near you
mm-hmm.
in your house, I believe.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
She's my daughter. She's my
yeah,
four-year-old daughter.
I think
daughter.
She's your relations. I don't know if that's how you say it. But anyway, she's...
You don't know Lizzie Wolfson? That surprises me.
Lizzie Wolfson.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth Wolfson. Yeah. Do you know her by that name?
She is... Yeah,
her friends call her Lizzie.
Yeah, she's my best friend.
Yeah, her friends
call her. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
That makes sense.
So she came on to talk about animals, and
mm-hmm.
she thinks that Big Vet...
yeah.
is vaccinating
she's
animals so that they will have to have more visits to the veterinarian.
Yeah, she's a
oh yeah
animal
yeah, yeah.
anti-vaxxer.
She's deep into it.
But I didn't think... She doesn't strike me as an anti-vaxxer.
I mean, I feel like that's a whole different world.
That is a whole different world. And we won't go down that.
And that's not fatherhood, isn't it?
Now we're just going to play that episode. Enjoy.
This is.
I'm just taking over as co-host.
This is a clip show.
Yeah.
Beyond
the end of the season.
I was watching. I've been watching the documentary "The West." Ken Burns. It's like 10 parts. I've been talking about it to Aaron.
12 hours.
Kids died so young back then.
Mm-hmm.
Various ways: river drowning
yeah.
in rivers.
Yeah, make America great again.
Disease.
That's what I say.
Absolutely.
Is that the way to do it?
Yeah.
Just
Let's go
kids.
Back to having kids die at 12.
And I guess my thought is just like, can you imagine?
Kids dying?
My question.
My kids dying?
No,
man, this is not a comedy podcast
no,
anymore.
No. That's not what I'm at. No.
I think it's where we are.
What
I'm not going to mention where we are.
What parenthood is every day like trying to never think about your kids dying,
that's
but
not,
constantly
that
imagining it like in different ways.
But isn't that what parenthood is, right?
That's what I said.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Every the time that they move, you're like they're in danger as
yeah.
a parent.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Have you caught your kids doing like horrendously dangerous stuff? Like where you're like, oh man, we should be making a new kid right now because we lost that one.
Yeah, my son like just started jumping off his bunk bed to the ground, like with his friends. I'm trying to think about this. They're pretty cautious because like I'm always very cautious and like not like helicopter that much, but I'm like, hey, don't, you're gonna fucking knock that off. Get down. Don't do that. Like type. Because like I, you know,
hold
I was
on,
not.
Let me write that down.
Or, yeah,
come on, knock it off.
That's the whole.
Get down.
We get into dad voice right away.
Yeah.
Hey.
Isn't it weird?
Yeah.
When I use dad voice around my wife, she gets very angry. She's like, "Please don't talk to anybody like that." Yeah. I'm like, "Nobody listens to me unless I talk to people in a firm, voice raised voice."
Yeah, they can't hear you unless you. But that voice they can hear across a playground, like where everybody's yelling.
Oh yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. No.
Do you think it's effective? Like, do your kids listen to you ever? Because you have what? She was 10 and
not anymore. They just turned 9 and 4.
9 and 4.
And they both started kind of just tuning it all out.
Sass.
Yeah.
How do you feel about sass? Do you put up with sass?
I just write jokes about it, and I just pretend on stage like I'm in charge, and it makes me feel like I have control.
That's a perfect way to do it.
Yeah, but really, I do not at all. Like that's.
It's a dynamic. People think the dad is in charge, but.
Yeah, it's
not really.
Not, I mean,
you're just kind of there as a backstop.
Yeah,
sure things don't get out of control.
I don't think I ever played catch with my dad.
You have to have a dad to play catch with him.
I have a dad. Do you guys ever yell your child's full names when you are angry at them?
No. Harry Gordon Levitt.
Thank you. Exactly.
Harry Gordon Levitt. No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't know.
They never.
That seems like too much.
Do you confuse your kids' names when you're yelling at them?
I have started a couple times. I've called my son the dog's name.
Yeah,
idiot.
You know, I read this research about that, and it's the part of your brain that feels love emotion is also connected to your communication sectors of your brain. I don't know what they're called sectors, but. But that's why you'll hear people cross names all the time. It's because you feel an emotion and you just say what's.
Does it like override something? Or
yeah.
Is that
well, it's just like it's almost like a knee jerk reaction. Just the name comes out, but it's all related. So you have like a pool of
people
that you love.
Oh, gotcha.
And whatever comes out comes out.
Your brain just all shoots from the hip there.
Right. Come on, Dixie. And Todd.
Where'd you read that? Prager University Institute of Psychology paper on.
It was an internet headline.
Yeah.
All of that.
And it was
that
just
whole
that
thing was a headline.
Yeah.
That's all it was. Do you ever think about not being a father? Like the times before? Or when the kids are older? I guess you'll still be a father.
I like how I'm the one bringing it down. And then he's like, how about when you didn't have kids at all?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So I had my first kid pretty young. I think it was 24 or 25.
Yikes.
So, I mean, I'm stoked to, like, be done early.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like mid-40s, like, I'll be, like, kids will be off to college, and we'll be done.
Wow, will they?
And then we had another one, I guess, so now, like, late.
Late. Yeah, you mid-late. Restarted.
Yeah, we restarted after 5 years.
Have you
not optimum.
Have you heard the expression, the lost decade?
No.
So after you have kids, essentially the next 10 years of your life are completely lost. Like you're not productive in society. You kind of, you're stagnant at work and you're lifeless and you have dead eyes.
I've not heard that.
You've not heard that.
I mean, I felt it all just now in you telling it to me. But
Aaron, you can be the expert if you want to on this podcast, obviously, but what the fuck?
I read an article and a couple of headlines, and I thought I'd just bring those things.
This is really sad. How about some dad jokes or what? All right. Dad jeans. Dad, you know, people put dad in front of stuff to make fun. Dad breath.
Dad bod. Dad breath. I don't think that one's a thing.
What is dad breath?
Dad breath is a thing. Absolutely. Audience, dad breath.
Does your dad kiss you?
They're both.
You guys.
They're all shrugging.
Yeah.
Ryan doesn't have a dad.
The capacity crowd.
God damn it.
Is dad?
We're in a fucking funeral home. Maybe that's why everything is so.
What are you? What is this? A funeral?
What is this? A funeral home in here? They even covered up the windows.
dad breath? Is that like a
it's
a whiskey? Coffee,
it's
is
like,
that
like coffee
a whiskey
breath
thing?
And cigars and like whores and shit like that.
I've smelled old men like that smell like they're rotting from the inside.
You guys are making me angry.
Look it up. Get on the Wi-Fi.
Anyway, let's talk about that.
You know what the password is? Dead bodies yeah. live here.
Okay. Password is dad bodies.
Dad bodies. Bodies. Nice. Do you want to talk on that subject though? Like dad being used as sort of a negative?
I have always kind of been the only one in my group of friends with kids.
Taking back the power. And you've been sort of the more handsome one in the group, right? I mean, all your friends are sort of, I mean...
Sheep.
I don't really bring my friends around comedy.
Right.
So
right.
nobody would know.
I mean, I know them. Chud or... from our times in... Go ahead.
I mean, as a...
Why do you think it's so negative, Noah?
What?
Dad... As a
I'm asking the question. That's what my question is.
When you're
is.
Young, there's a real imperative to be like cool dad. You're like, I'm not old. I'm not. I'm still. I can hang out. I
really?
Can do everything.
I hate that notion. I think that being friends with your kids is like the worst idea of all time. I think parents should draw a line.
We've actually
between,
had this
conversation.
Yeah.
If I would have done that sooner, my life would be easier now.
If you were cool dad or weren't cool dad.
Yeah,
oh,
but
I
wasn't cool
line.
Dad. Yeah.
Because you give in too much and then you can't go back.
Mm-hmm.
Once you give something up, you cannot retract. You can't go back.
That
you're always
yeah. They're
be,
like bullshit. Yeah. I'll get it.
I know I can get 6 hours of TV today. We did it yesterday.
Yeah. Like, but even on like a more extreme level, the dads are like, yeah, I'll buy you guys beer and shit, and you can all fucking smoke and drink in the house
in the basement.
Yeah, because you're doing it here. Like, what do you think about
I
that?
I feel like that's more of a cool mom thing.
Well, that's a. it's that if the mom if the mom does it, she's cool. If the dad does it, he's a criminal. You know what I mean?
That's
and
like,
that's my question.
Doesn't somebody have a bit about that where they talk about like smoking weed with their friend's dad in like high school and like, oh, he's the cool dad, and you look back and you're like, oh, he's like a creep. He's smoking weed with kids. Like, that's not cool.
I don't know whose joke that is, but that's
somebody's
so true.
Somebody's got a joke about that.
Yeah, I mean, I knew a guy like that, but he would do like, he always did, and he was just a piece of shit. And he's still a piece of shit, the kid and the dad, so fuck him.
We had a guy growing up when we were in high school. His mom would have us over. And one of the first times I ever got drunk is she gave us this 7-Up flavored moonshine.
What? But in Littleton?
In Lakewood, Colorado. And she also would let us smoke weed in the house and swim in her pool.
Naked.
And the kids were there, but, you know, we were there for the weed and the moonshine.
Yeah.
And it was a very gross situation. Like, I don't know that she allowed it. She just didn't say anything about it.
Yeah, we had a pretty clean household. Oh, yeah. Like, my parents, like, I found out later that my parents smoke weed and drink, like, but I found that out, like, after high school. Like, they did a good job keeping it to themselves.
You don't drink, right?
Not anymore. Okay. I did.
How do you feel about that? I found myself kind of retracting around my kids when I'm drinking. I don't want them to see me drinking too much. I don't want to, like, normalize that behavior.
Yeah.
Because I think it can be problematic. Not necessarily that, like, drinking is bad, but it's like you see dad drinking a beer every day.
Sure.
You're going to think that's just what you do.
My daughter just said the other day, like, oh, mommy drinks beer all the time. And she, I mean, my wife drinks like one beer a week.
Wow.
But like, that's just like they see it. And she just said it and she was mortified. And I thought it was
maybe
hilarious.
Because it is so spread out, it like just has more meaning.
Yeah.
Mom's drinking a beer. That's great. Okay.
She's
that's
like,
how
no,
I remember her.
Never repeat that in front of any government official or any
Child Protective Service agent.
I don't know. So I don't drink anymore, but I can't imagine I'd be letting that happen in our house.
But you wouldn't be strict if they got in trouble, right? You wouldn't be like,
man, your oldest is getting close.
Yeah.
Like
he's
the next
nine?
4 or 5 years.
I mean, if he asked me to buy him alcohol, I will do it.
I mean, are you going to be, you'll be 21 and probably the same year my son turns 20.
Something
so
like
that.
Yeah,
sick,
he was born in what, 2005?
Post 9/11.
Yeah, no, it's always the young jokes here. The dad's on the show making fun of the.
Yeah, we're just jealous. I want my youth back.
Mm-hmm.
You guys both look great.
Perfect answer.
Yeah, drinking in high school was... I think actually, I don't think I started drinking until like right after... Maybe it was senior year, but I kind of started drinking late compared to a lot of my friends.
Did you feel like you had to catch up?
I did.
Yeah.
I did and I did.
You quit because you're having problems with it, or why did you quit?
Yeah, like I'm retired.
Retired.
Like, that's how I like to think of it.
Do you miss it?
Not as much anymore. It's been like almost 6 years.
Okay.
Damn.
So it just doesn't really like it's like since I quit, I found comedy and I like that's like it just clicked. I was like, this is what I wanted to do my
is that
whole life.
Going well for you? Or
it's going
what
pretty
is
good.
I don't really. It's haven't going, really heard about you at all.
It's,
except in the newspapers.
In the letters. I love it, and I've been so focused and driven and, you know, working harder than I ever had at anything.
Were you doing comedy before you stopped drinking?
Uh-uh.
Do you, so you're starting to, like, hit the road a lot, and you do festivals like this, mm-hmm. and you go, you know, you're working comic. Do you find within your household that you're making a lot of sacrifices, especially with spending time with your kids?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that balance is obviously tough for every household that has somebody that travels for work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody pilots and all that. It's like you just gotta find the balance. And I think we found a pretty good balance. Like I'm at home during the day, and so I'm with my daughter all day, and I try to only be on the road one weekend a month, if possible. And during the week,
when would you like expect to step that up?
Well, we're focusing more efforts on doing comedy more and building more comedy in Fort Collins so that I can stay based here.
Which what do you have? You have the show at the Aggie, the monthly?
Yeah, we have a monthly theater show, and we've got a weekly show, and we're working on a more.
The Colorado premiere. Room up there.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Those are great shows, by the way. Always, the Colorado Room is a lot of fun.
I like it.
Are you guys still doing that contest?
We have a contest mic that we just started.
A contest mic, okay.
Yeah, that was kind of a revamp of a previous mic that was up there.
Very cool. Yeah, you draw a lot of talent up to Fort Collins, which is great.
Yeah, paid stage time is like just, that's the best networking tool you could have, and I recognized that early, and we worked to cultivate that, and work travels fast.
Have you ever brought your kids on stage?
A couple times.
Yeah, how do they do?
I mean, they crush.
Yeah, they
to an upsetting degree.
Yeah,
yeah. Just saying, like, ha, like, just you know, I brought my son on stage. I did a Father's Day show at Comedy Works.
Oh, nice.
And I was hosting, and it was like all ages, family friendly. So I brought my son up, and he opened the show with me, and he did 5 jokes that he memorized, and didn't bring a set list or anything, and he like to like 300 people.
Can he even call himself a comic? That's my word.
And he just crushed. That's and it true. Was like and he's like, cool, thanks, and he just left. And I was like, well, all right, now I'm gonna try and I'm gonna struggle through the rest of my 10-minute host set in front of 6-year-olds in the crowd.
Oh man, that's incredible.
Yeah.
How did your set go?
It was okay.
Yeah,
those shows are always so like you gotta mostly appeal to the parents and like try and pretend there's not kids, the kids won't get it, and if you pander to the kids, the parents won't like it,
right? Yeah, it's interesting dynamic because you're basically all they're listening for are not jokes, but they just have their radar on for anything that might be offensive.
Right. Yeah.
And I don't know.
I'm doing a 2 p.m. show tomorrow.
I'm doing a 1 p.m. show tomorrow.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I'm hosting, so that's even more time than I think I can do.
Yeah, in between dunking on people.
What's up? This guy's a bonehead. What? What a turd.
Yeah. Just say fart and you'll be fine.
Whoa.
I was going to say fart and booger.
Whoa.
Yep.
If I say diarrhea, that'll
sorry,
be
I was asleep when you guys were talking about your whatever yapping.
We've got soothing voices.
I said fart twice in a row now.
My son, so he's 9, and he's started getting into like the Avengers and Marvel movies and all that stuff and playing Fortnite with his friends. And like, he's just like a dude now. Like he said the word nutsack the other day. And I'm like, oh, gross. You're a grown up. I don't want to hang out with you anymore.
Everyone at school's teaching him.
Yeah. Just, I mean, chat on Fortnite.
Well, the real thing is gender norms are conditioned by society.
There we go.
The podcast took a turn right at the 28-minute
No, it's just something
mark.
I needed to say.
It's only been 28 minutes? Oh, my God.
That's unreal.
Well, we spent 40 minutes on the script.
Great script, by the way.
Good
touch-ups.
So that's what I have to say about the way that men and women are portrayed in society. But I'm not saying that it's your job.
I think he really was asleep. I think he woke up and had that ready from earlier somewhere.
Noah,
David's here.
Noah, how do you like being a child? How do you like being somebody's son?
I love my father very much.
Do you see
he
the
works
world?
Very hard for us.
Do you ever see the world through his eyes?
No, because he wears glasses. So it's probably like... Oh,
God damn it.
No, man, I don't know. He's way harder worker than I'd ever be.
Do you want to be a father?
What is your
question? Do you want to have kids one day? Like, I mean, I know you have a lot of steps before that happens, but.
No, I'm like pretty close. yeah, I'd want them to be basketball players.
Sure,
that's easy.
Yep.
Yeah, it's easy when you decide right away.
Yeah, you got to decide beforehand. You're probably going to have sex with a basketball player.
That's how the Chinese do it. So anyway.
Okay, well, yeah. No, I hadn't really thought about all the moving variables. Yeah, I guess I wouldn't want to be a dad.
Final answer.
That's all I wanted to know. So you have no idea what it's like.
No.
I'm not a great father. I mean, I'm probably an okay father, but from my perspective, I don't know.
But you've also been a dad for a long time.
Yeah,
you
how
weren't
old, how old
like
are
25.
You've been a dad longer. My oldest is 7, and then I have twins that are 3.
I mean, twins gives you a multiplier.
It's I don't know if it's...
You get more dad points.
Oh, man.
That's
I
why
guess.
My mom was like, fucking, I'm waiting until I'm 39.
Noah's a twin. And I'm also a twin. My twin was here. Now he's gone.
In spirit.
In spirit. He's here
in the
funeral home.
You ate him in the womb.
Do you, you're done with kids, yeah?
Yeah, we are, yeah, done.
Is that a hard decision to make, to get snipped?
No, of course not.
Not at all, really?
Nope. that was the easiest one.
I honestly think that I'm not ready to say no. I don't want any more kids, but I don't want to not have the option.
Yeah, it keeps popping up. Like, you're like, ah, man, I wish we could. Ah, no, just kidding.
Yeah, you really, yeah.
And then you think about starting again, and you're just like, ugh.
Was it a hard to accept afterwards? Should I get a vasectomy? That's what I'm asking.
Well, I didn't. My wife did after.
Your
wife
got a vasectomy.
Yeah, because apparently it's like easier to do that like right after birth, and like we knew that wanted to. So like after our daughter was born, they're like, well, let's get in there while it's still open.
My wife was gonna do that after our twins. She had a vaginal delivery for twins.
Hell yeah!
Which is
that's punk.
Yeah, most people
that's
just
metal.
Most people. Yeah, they put metal inside of her.
Yeah.
To weld everything together.
You guys would never take like refugees if they came a knocking. Hello, David.
That's I wouldn't say
that's
no.
What
to
they sound like.
David, it's me. I'm coming. I'd like to say so.
Would you take that in? Your new child?
I'd probably send them to the neighbors. Okay. I'd be like, oh no, this is not.
Oh, you got
not.
The wrong David Rodriguez. Yeah. You should go across
not
the
home.
Way.
I probably wouldn't send it to a Rodriguez, I'm guessing.
Right.
That's the government. Oh, I'm saying that.
Do you think you can be a single father? Not you specifically. Do you think, boy, does that sound interesting to you?
What's happening right now?
If
this is
you
how
were...
I find out my wife is in the hospital. Like, this is an elaborate. This is why we're at the funeral home. My wife has passed away.
She's on her way here. She'll be here by hearse or minivan, depending on the budget here.
Right.
I'm trying to think of the.
Will be my car. No, somebody will have taken my car. That's our budget.
Have you ever had like stranger danger with your kids? I had.
We live in a pretty good neighborhood. I don't think we've really had.
Is that what it's about?
I don't know.
You don't have any like weird uncles or cousins that are like, that's my baby.
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah.
You did it. Is that Bill and Wayne Davis?
Was it? Is that what he says? Is that his line?
Who?
That's my baby.
I thought that's what you're doing.
The Billy Bob.
He said Billy Wayne Davis.
Oh,
I thought that was one of the headliners here.
Yeah, one of the headliners here at the Southwest Chiefs Bicycle and
Wesley Snipes is Billy Sling Blade. Billy Sling Blade Davis. Blade Sling.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Noah.
Guys, welcome to the Schooling Noah podcast.
Sling Blade.
Usually they're good.
This has been great. Talking about kids. I mean, it's hard to get pumped.
Fatherhood. Was there ever a movie called Fatherhood?
Yeah, it was
probably.
Steve Martin. Or
was
wait, that
good?
Was Parenthood.
Parent Trap?
No, Parent Trap is with Steve Buscemi.
That's not really. No, that's with Lindsay Lohan. Is
Lindsay
Steve
Lohan
Buscemi?
And
do you feel about Lindsay Lohan?
No, it's Freaky Friday.
Yeah, morons.
We are down a rabbit hole.
No, I got it. I'm the only one that got it right 100% of the time. Jesus Christ.
You just said Wesley Snipes was Sling Blade. So.
No, I said that would be a good idea.
Oh, that would be a good idea. Yeah,
Wesley
that would be a good
Snipes,
idea.
Sling Blade, and then also Billy Wayne Davis. I'm
catching
Blade
up to
Davis.
You. I see what you did. Sling Blade.
See, I'm
Billy
sort of
Sling
operating
Blade.
At a difference.
Yeah, you are.
Which is cool.
Let's scrap this whole thing and write Sling Blade as
let's
a
do it.
As a live Sling telecast.
I'm feeling John Ritter as part of the cast. We'll have to dig him up.
We're going to have to channel him here in the funeral home.
There used to be a governor, Bill Ritter. Colorado.
I worked on his campaign.
That's cool. Fatherhood. What do you think about like these presidents? You think the president is a good father?
Oh, I can't. I try not to think about the president like at all.
Yeah.
Like I forget on a daily basis. I forget that he's president.
It's not a good way to live. You should be in constant fear.
I can't
life.
Do it. It's so. Be. It's just like every day.
Is
like
society
the news,
is.
The news is a goddamn cartoon, and I can't.
Seems, yeah.
Yeah. It's best to just not.
And apart from
it.
That, the planet's gonna die like way quicker than we thought.
Mm-hmm. So. Mother Earth needs a father figure to help.
So thanks for having more kids. They're gonna be the ones that are gonna be, you know, when the Earth opens up, literally opens up. They're gonna be dealing with that.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna be also handling the burden of prior generations. The future has to repay all of our debts.
Oh, some people in their nose. I thought that was like a vacuum. I don't know.
I'm so surprised nobody showed up.
Ryan's here.
I know, Ryan, you're here, but I'm really surprised that this whole place is basically empty.
We actually usually have more people watching
I know.
In the basement.
Isn't that crazy?
I thought I was doing a pretty good job of selling that this place was full, too.
Yeah. You said 178.
Well, now that you
178.
Well, they all left. That's what happened.
Only I can see them.
There is too much natural light for this to be a funeral home.
Well, that's why they got the black curtains up.
Isn't that where the bodies escape through the windows?
Isn't that where the bodies escape?
Yes. It
I
the great that's your jingle every episode.
Yeah, I don't
do
have
the jingle.
I don't remember it.
You don't remember it? It goes like this: do 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 do. It's a Schooling Noah podcast. Do 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 do. And we are here.
I don't have
welcome
any more.
Everybody.
Yeah, I don't have any more questions about fatherhood, Aaron.
I mean, obviously, I do.
I just can't think.
I just kind of want to talk to you about
yeah.
Jesus and how do you, does mm-hmm. that fit into your kids' lives?
Try not to mention it.
If they did come up and were like, "I want to be like baptized or something,"
kids
or
don't
confirmed,
do that. Kids,
I know.
Kids
I think
only want to be the things
they
get exposed
kids
to.
What if? Yeah. What if they're hanging around with
his friend?
He went to
church with his friend the other day, and like then they got McDonald's shakes afterwards. And he's like,
see,
"Yeah, it was cool."
Did
I was
he
like,
want church
right.
or shakes?
I bet that. Yeah.
I mean, they got both.
Yeah, but why did
but
he go
why
to
did
church?
Because
his friend was like, "Yeah,
his friend
we're
went. They all went. He had a sleepover, and then they like went to there. Like, we can drop him off, but he just asked if he could come to church with us. I'm like, all right.
I think cool. the whole thing was like, we're gonna go get shakes on Saturday. He's like, oh, word. How can I get in on that? He's like,
yeah.
Well, we're gonna have a sleepover, and then we're gonna go to church,
there's
and then we're gonna
caveat.
Do this other thing.
Yeah. You have to sleep over at church.
We're gonna it's have like, a sleepover. We're gonna play games. We're gonna play Fortnite. We're gonna go to church, and then we're gonna get shakes, and it's gonna be dope.
Did that ever happen to you? I feel like my brother used to.
Your friends are surprise religious.
Yeah, well, they weren't surprise religious. They were like, you can hang out, but surprise,
yeah,
we're religious.
We're going to pray at dinner. And you're like, what have I gotten myself into?
That's how my wife's family is.
I cave under the pressure so quick when that happens. Like, a handful of times it's happened where people pray and everybody knows what's going on,
mm-hmm.
and I don't.
Yeah, they know the whole, there's like lines, and
yeah.
you're just like, oh,
you're the only one who's
cool,
up.
Cool.
I only know one prayer, and it's, we're sitting down, we're eating food, we're gonna go to church and get milkshakes. Amen.
Tale as old as time. That's the Old Testament.
I'm scared that my kids are gonna be religious. I mean, I think it's kind of dogma.
You just need to do what my parents did and just like make it seem bad. Not even just like get away, but
it's
like make
thing,
it
though.
Seem
you don't
an
want
evil
to either.
I was in like fifth grade when I was finally, because like my grandma was religious, and so my mom was really close with her, and so we would go to church. And then in like fifth grade, I was like, hey, how come dad doesn't come to church? And then my mom was like, because he doesn't want to. And I was like,
that's how you get
I can
it.
Do that.
That's pretty
I don't want to. And she was like, well, all right. She just kind of heavy sighed and was like, well, I guess it's over for this one.
Wow, she didn't push or anything.
That's pretty
no,
easy.
No, my mom, because she's not like super into it, but. She was like, you know, she wants her kids to be good people.
Yeah.
So
your dad didn't share that secret with you at all. He didn't pull you aside. He's like, hey, man, if you don't want to go, you just have to say it.
Yeah, no, he did not.
He never did that.
Yeah. No, I'm lucky.
Because he was cool because he wanted us to be good, too. He's like, it's too late for me, but they can still salvation, maybe.
That's right. Or maybe he just liked the alone time.
Also that. That's also.
Man.
Now that I'm in there, I'm like, yeah, go to church.
Yeah, you guys have fun out there.
Absolutely.
Dad, why don't you go to church? I got a bad back.
Yeah, so do the early and late.
I would be there, but the
response was, he doesn't want to. So it's like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
I guess so.
They accept you that much. So, like, we just know that's what he is. So he, yeah. If dad's not doing it, he's not getting it.
Yeah. No, I'm lucky.
There's no persuading him.
I don't think either of my parents' parents, well, my mom's parents were religious, but my dad's parents never did the Jew stuff or anything. So, like, I don't know. They were just no religion was ever in my household.
Ooh. The band? My grandparents were, they kept kosher. And then my dad escaped that, and he moved away from New
just
York.
Just like the Jews escaping Europe, you idiot. Wow, what a weird way to put it.
Reverse persecution. Yeah.
And then he got out of that aggressive kosher.
Dude, it's hard. I don't know. There was something to be said about the culture back then where you could just make your kids do what you wanted, and that's not the case anymore. You have to coddle your kids. You have to. I mean, at least I feel that's how society... If you see a kid or hear a kid like making a lot of noise where they shouldn't be.
So, oh my God.
Is it
I can't
now,
tell you how.
I know
furious
you're feeling an emotion.
Yeah.
You get furious. Is it at the kid or is it the parents?
It's actually at both.
It is at both.
But it starts at the kid and then it turns at the parents where I'm like, control your kid.
And I think that's something that's lost is we still have this expectation that kids need to be controlled, but. As a parent, you're also expected to be like, oh, don't come down on them too hard. You know, don't, you know, throw them.
There was this kid in a restaurant I was at the other day who was in a full-out sprint from one side of the restaurant to the other, and I accidentally tripped him. It was an accident, right? And he fell hard on the ground, and he started crying. And
full baseball slide.
Yeah, but he was sprinting in a full restaurant, and I was like, where is his parents? Why are you not doing something about this? So I left.
So he's your
so
kid
you
now.
So you tripped him? Yeah, if you touch him last.
That's not right. That's not
yours.
5 second rule.
No.
For 5 seconds.
That's not
somebody
right.
Up here. To you.
Anyway, fuck that kid. Fuck his parents.
But yeah, it's a weird dynamic. You have to.
I hope they were in that
I-25 crash. Be in control all the time.
I think it was I-70.
It was I-70.
I hope they're in the next I-25 crash.
There's
what I'm saying.
I mean, there's one a day. So
good.
Just one? Depends on what part of the highway you're on.
Mm-hmm. Refills?
I don't really like wasting all the plastic now that I have kids.
Yeah, I think they got a cooler in the lobby.
The whole thing.
The worst video I think I've ever seen in my life was them taking the straw out of the turtle's nose, right?
Haven't seen it,
Whoa.
And I'm not going to watch it.
It will change your mind about straws for sure.
Yeah. I went out and bought 1,000.
I'm not going to...
Turtles?
I did both, and then just started sticking straws into turtles.
I'm gonna have to go back through my Facebook history and delete all my anti-paper straw propaganda.
Paper straws? Man. No, you're right on that.
Okay,
paper straws are the worst.
They are the worst.
Yeah, I would say. I don't know that I think we just need to go straws or no straws. I don't think you get paper straws.
Paper straws are bullshit.
It should just be we love plastic straws. This is something we're not going to give on, or we're just putting our lips on cups now.
Hell no, we won't go.
If you yourself bring your own metal straw to the restaurant, you're also a piece of shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I hate that guy.
I saw that.
Silicone straw. It doesn't even hold up when you suck on it. Good luck with a milkshake.
Or it's made out of some sort of like vegan product that's like you can eat it.
Okay. Hey, welcome.
Welcome, special guest.
Hey, we've got another guest here out here at the... Those aren't on.
I don't know.
Those aren't on. Well, what time do we got?
I don't know.
6:22.
It's 6:22.
Do we start at 5? 5:30. Oh, man. We can make it an hour. Or not.
We should.
I don't know.
We're talking about parenthood.
Okay. And then we got sidetracked.
Katie
straws.
Works with kids. Katie Hannon is here. Really like
yeah, you were on a very early episode.
Yeah, and you were
about
talking about therapy and child therapy. Yeah, first episode, actually. Yeah,
was it one?
Yeah,
it must have been.
Number
wow.
one.
What an asshole I am. God yep. damn it.
We haven't done one of these in about a month.
Mm-hmm.
2 months.
Does it
well,
show?
I can't tell.
Can
no, this is very. This banter is fluid. It's we're rolling here.
I don't know what David's doing. I feel like he's in control.
When you're a parent, you can hide sarcasm so well. You can. It comes out as genuine. And people don't, because you got to be genuine with your kids. They can't be like, oh, yeah, no, this is a great drawing of a fire truck.
Right.
They'd be like,
it sucks.
Like, Dad, what's the vibe here?
What are you
implying? Like, no, it's cool. It's great.
And then you turn to your wife and you're like, it sucks. Yeah.
It's, they're finally at the age where, like, it's like you, when they're young, there's like a mathematical inverse formula for like how long you'll hold drawings that they do. Like when they're young and it's just like a scribble, you're like, this is amazing. And you put it, you frame it and you have it. And like now they're finally to the age where it's just like, this is great, directly into the garbage.
What about like academic stuff? Are they?
What about it?
Are Hopefully they doing it's in well? Their head. Are they getting good grades?
Yeah, well, my daughter's in pre-K, so she just actually is like
free
writing.
Full day kindergarten.
Oh, yeah, that's coming up, right?
It all passed.
Is that Fort Collins, too? I saw it was Denver.
Statewide,
yeah.
Nice.
We're doing it.
My kids are going to be in kindergarten.
She's in pre-K, so
yeah,
I think I still have to pay for that.
Well,
one more year.
You could teach her at home for pre-K. No one's making you. I'm sorry, we're all busy. I get it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, my son, he likes school. He did a math Olympiad thing.
Oh my God.
Like last second. Like he was like just found out about it that it was like going on, but he didn't study or practice. And he's like, I'll just go drop in. And he like went and got third place. And
oh man. He's like, yeah, those poor kids who practiced.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I did so many.
Yeah, that is cool.
That
is cool about your son's accomplishment. Once I did get third place in a JV speech tournament.
Mm-hmm.
In my sophomore year.
Is that
so? The math Olympiad thing's cool.
Okay, good, cool.
I'm not,
I didn't know if there was more. If I'm you're going to do like an extemporaneous example.
Does your right? son, is he like me? Does he like chicken fingers?
He likes chicken fingers fine. He's not a big dip person, okay. Which is weird.
Dude, so we would not get along.
Oh, dude, no liquid, no dip, nothing.
Is
for
he
my
a no
son.
Touch, like no yeah. food touches?
Sociopath.
No, he's not like that. He's not like, like he doesn't have a weird, like, he's like, oh, maybe this is how making a murderer starts. No, he's not.
My
He'll
tray.
Eat everything. He's just not.
It's just no dip.
No sauces.
No sauce.
Interesting.
That's good.
Wow.
That's a lot of extra calories.
That's the way you're going to raise your
sauce. I mean, I like sauces. I'm a big sauce guy.
Yeah. What's your favorite sauce?
There's so many.
I'll give you a couple to choose from.
Okay.
Mustard.
Pass.
Barbecue sauce.
Now we're warmer.
Hold on. I want to throw one in there. Spicy ranch.
Spicy ranch? Great.
Jelly.
Jellies? Jams? I mean, not quite a sauce.
Wait, yeah, where are we?
Marmalade.
Yeah, marmalade.
Okay, I think we're getting further away.
I mean,
sweet heat sauce from Popeyes, number one sauce on the board.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Is
okay.
it good?
I mean, just, I just said it was number one.
Jesus Christ.
100 people surveyed.
Put it on, the, you put say? It right on the chicken. It's the best. I'm a big sweet and salty person okay. also.
What about Chick-fil-A sauce?
Yeah, Chick-fil-A
Which
sauce.
One?
Yeah,
Did you want to read
Is that Polynesian sauce
no,
worth,
no.
It, worth
the,
its weight?
Whatever the
yeah,
regular
sauce,
one
okay.
is.
Yeah, the yellow one, Chick-fil-A yeah. sauce. Yeah, that's good.
Did you
want
to read our Chick-fil-A copy?
Oh, yeah, we got this. We got some promotion.
Sponsor?
We
sure.
do have a sponsor. It's Chick-fil-A.
This segment brought to you by.
Thank you.
This whole podcast
you can do the
is
first
brought
part
to you.
And I'll do the second
okay.
part.
Okay, I'll do the first part. Thanks for tuning into.
A bok, a bok, a bok. I'm the Chick-fil-A chicken. Remember, it's Adam and Eve and not Adam and Chicken Steve. They're chickens.
Chick-fil-A.
Bum, bum, bum. Oh, I thought you were going to go into a jingle.
I mean, that's their jingle. It's like
Do
NBC.
Do you want to see it?
Welcome to the Schooling Noah podcast,
yeah.
everybody.
David is our guest.
David has been our guest. Do you have any insights on parenting, like philosophies that you try to live by? I know it's hard to boil down to
yeah,
just like
it
the
is.
One thing.
It all comes down to just like mind your own business. That's
for other people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, right?
That's
there's a lot of
you're all doing your own thing. You can't compare yourself to other people. You can't, you know, there's everybody's got a different opinion on every single issue. You just gotta.
I would say that differs even from parent to parent.
Oh, absolutely.
Like husband and wife.
Of course.
Even. Yeah.
That's not a bad.
You got to keep an equilibrium, which is a word I learned yesterday.
Yeah, you do. You really do.
Sure.
The balance is hard.
Yep,
you
balance.
Start bringing in outside variables, letting okay. people affect the way you do things.
Now I don't think I know what it means, so never mind.
Communication. You got to talk to your kids about, even though they will not want to talk to you about anything.
Have
ever.
You had the talk with your son?
No, we haven't.
No. Are you going to? Or are you going to let school do it?
I don't know. I never really got a talk from my dad.
Neither did I.
Do you feel
so,
like it was a hindrance? School. Is it bad not to be able to learn about those things from your parents?
I mean, if you don't learn from your parents, it's such an awkward like thing now. Like I realize why he didn't before.
Right.
Like it was like I was like going to college, and he like gave me some condoms, and he's like, "Fucking,
you're gonna
be
put
safe.
These on your dick.
Put these on."
I was like, "Yes."
When you're having
thank you.
Did you know about condoms at that point?
I think I did, yeah.
Yeah, so he missed his mark.
Yeah.
You, I mean, like 8, 9, 10 is a good time to like introduce just different sexes and how they relate to each other.
I can remember being in third grade and we were out to dinner with my mom and we were at a Sizzler and I just out of nowhere just went, "Mom, what are periods and why do only girls have them?" And she like choked on her drink as she was drinking and then she's like, "Well, I guess I got to get some books and we'll talk about this later."
Your mom had to find out.
Yeah. she's like, "I've got to go invent the internet so I can look it up."
A lot of important talks happen at Sizzler. I noticed. I don't know if I want to give my
American
kids a talk, but I think you have to. I think it's important to say, listen, this is a very useful tool, but can be very dangerous as well.
I think if we get...
Forgetting what you want in the rest of your life.
You want to push people around? You want to get something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Both my parents were born in the 1940s, so I think that their talk would have... They wouldn't have really, like, you know, catered it to the time, so I think it would have been different for me, so I'm happy that the public school systems sort of got me through.
I'm really
well adjusted.
Your parents sent me a letter to read to you.
Yeah, I can read it too.
It is a sex talk letter.
Okay.
I'm glad.
Also sponsored by Chick-fil-A.
Thank you. Dear Noah, sponsored by Chick-fil-A, this is your father.
Peter.
Peter, you know me as Dad. Here's the sex talk as follows. You know what? This is graphic, and I don't want to read it. And it's in Hebrew, so.
Let me translate. So you read all the first part.
Yeah, you can reread it.
Step number one, Noah, my son. Be respectful, be kind, be courteous, be fun.
This is going to be gonna take so long.
Always ask for consent.
Love is patient. Love is
This is one step.
This is all step one.
It's the Old Testament.
Step two, put a ring on it. Step three, come talk to me. It's been a long time, and I have some questions about what's going on in your room. Step four.
I stopped listening, Dad.
Be safe. Love your father, Peter.
I hope this letter finds you well.
Bye, Chick-fil-A. So anyway.
The clock doesn't work in this place.
We've had a really fun time here at the podcast.
We sure have.
Definitely not a funeral home.
Yeah, not a funeral
home.
That's
not where
we are. But we are really thankful to our sponsors, Mutiny Information Cafe.
Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm. Noah's father.
Southwest.
You can find him at hirschlaw.org.
And Sizzler.
And Sizzler. And also the Southwest Chief Bicycle and Comedy Festival here in Trinidad, Colorado. Yeah.
Shout out Wally Wallace.
Yeah.
Wally
Wallace. Big shout out. Big thank you to Wally Wallace.
Los on Amanas County. There's something else I wanted to say.
Man, we were so close.
Oh, Big Top Studios, which I'm not sure what that is.
It's a production.
But we're definitely going to shout them out.
Yeah. Big thank you to our guest also.
Yeah,
hey,
of course.
Thanks.
David
thank
Rodriguez.
You, David.
Thanks for having
Congratulations
me.
On your newborn child when that happened.
Yep.
And
4 and 9 years ago, respectively.
Looking forward to it being named after me.
Retroactively.
Yeah, you can rename a kid.
Come home and tell my daughter her name is Noah now.
When she converts to Islam, like, she can name herself after her.
Yeah, that's her choice. Her body, her choice.
Thank you very much.
Her body, her choice.
Enjoy the festival.
Thank you.
He saved Jordan the cat. Isn't that a writing book?
So we're all on the same page.
So anyway, if you
Are you narrating?
So generally what we do is we'll do a read through just to see what it sounds like, and then we'll do it for real. And then that will be the cut that we edit down.
Sure.
So if you're okay with that.
Let's do it.
You have great hair, by the way.
Gray hair?
Great.
I mean, that's the Rodriguez, I guess.
That's cool.
You're here also?
Yeah.
All right, so you'll be the passerby. I'll be the wrangler when you're ready.
Oh, so nobody's reading. Anybody reading the stage direction?
So I wrote this for a sketch class that I was in, and we used this on stage, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need that now because
got it.
You have to paint the picture in the people's minds.
Dude, is this your corral?
What do you think? obviously that was a rewrite. What do you think about that?
The word gypsy written in pen. I mean,
we added that.
You added that, yeah. I mean, great edit. Great edit.
Hell yeah. All right, moving on. That's all I wanted to know.
Yeah, just we'll substitute it for another word in the library.
us, the police, are angry at you. Posing. Okay, that's why did you? What did you do with that?
I was very high.
Posing your kid like a cat.
Is it posing? And it's then you cross out.
It says
ED.
We, us, the police, are angry that you posed your kid like a cat.
Oh yeah, I've got
so
angry
you can
at
steal
you posed
people's wallets at the stock show, which is where we are
you.
Right now.
Look here, we are the police, and the police are here now. Okay, this is going to be so hard. I got it. We, us, the police, are angry at you, posing... tell me what it is. You didn't tell me what it was. That you posed...
We, us, the police, are angry that you posed your kid like a cat.
Are angry that you...
Thanks for doing that with us, boy. It really is.
Thanks
fun.
For coming to the podcast recording, guys. That's
this is
schooling
one of my favorite.
Noah.
Yeah. Now,
Patrick came in halfway through that and just has just no idea.
Don't worry, we'll do it again from the top. Folks.
From the top. No,
I think we're good. Man, happy to have you on the show. So
you don't want
to
give it a go?
Yeah, let's give it one more time.
No, would you? How about? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm trying.
I thought we did a pretty good job.
Yeah. For it to be a final?
What do you think?
Whatever you guys want.
Did you like doing that?
Sure.
You like reading out loud?
I love reading. I don't, you know.
Out loud.
Oh, out loud. Well, I mean, sure.
We can move on.
Let's do it one more time for Noah.
Perfect.
All right. I mean, in your defense, it's a terrifyingly written line.
sort of
makes
it.
No
that
structural
was
sense.
That was supposed to be the humor.
Yeah.
The joke is that it was supposed to be
the joke's on
wordy
all of us.
And terrible.
Yeah, it turns out. Yeah, absolutely.
Can you read it one time and I'll cut it down?
We, us, the police, are angry that you posed your kid like a cat so you could steal people's wallets at the stock show, which is where we are right now.
Got you, you sicko.
Well, that's fucked. We, us, the police, are angry that you posed your kid like a cat so you could steal people's wallets at the stock show, which is where we are right now. We got you, you sicko.
What?
Hey, and that's a clean cut.
Yeah. With the last part.
Yeah, I think we could mix it up. You want to try one more time, honey?
Yes!
Okay, go ahead. From the top.
Mutiny Transmissions is a media service that provides podcasts, video, and live shows recorded inside and outside of Mutiny Information Cafe, located at 2 South Broadway in Denver, Colorado.